Do you believe in the undead? Do you believe that the dead can walk again? Do you believe in a full moon, that some people grow hair all over their body and become werewolves, thirsting for blood? Do you believe in the vampire stories? Do you believe things that seem to be out of this world can actually come from the other side? Stay tuned. Welcome to our Halloween monologue. I'm Jerry Pippin. I hope you enjoy it. Halloween 2013. That's right. The 13 number, the unlucky number, the number that's filled with many, many horror and things happening. This year, Halloween occurs on 2013. So we're going to take advantage of that, talk a little bit about some of the things I've run across in investigating the paranormal, and bring you up to date on them. The fact is that I've talked to people who believe in ghosts, who believe they have actually talked to the undead. They swear to it. Do I believe in that? I don't think so. But, hey, at the same time, I do, all of a sudden give in to my fears in some of these things. I want to tell you a story, two stories, really. And the first one is basically very brief, and that is that when I was doing live shows one Halloween night, we thought we'd broadcast from a haunted house. And after we did that, we were wrapping up the equipment with a couple other people, and they had left, and I was the only person left in the haunted house. I had the keys to it from the real estate agent. And all of a sudden, my mind, or was it, begin to play tricks. I mean, I heard footsteps. I didn't hear a scream, but I did feel some heavy breathing down the back of my neck. Now, I later on, I chalked all that up to my imagination, as I'm a realist and I don't want to believe in these things, but I have always been a victim of my dreams, or should I say my nightmares. I've had many nightmares that many people would put a lot of semblance into, and I'm just not sure that's true. And it all started when I was a very young lad, when the original movie, The Thing, came out, the one where Jim Arness played The Thing, the monster, and it was in a very cold theater, even though air-conditioned, even though it was the middle of the summer. And I watched The Thing by myself as a 13-year-old kid, and I had nightmares for a long time. In fact, I almost had a thing where they probably locked me up. I was listening to a ball game one night in bed, the lights up, all of a sudden I started shaking simply because of the effects of this movie. So I bring all this up to background to you because I want to talk about something else that happened to me on Halloween when I was a little older, when I was a senior in high school. And I went to the theater, the Ritz Theater here in my hometown of Muskogee, and Jerry Wilhite, a friend of mine who's passed on now, God bless his soul, he was the usher and one of my best buddies. And also Don Gard, who's still alive and well, and I see regularly, it was the other guy. And we met a woman upstairs in the balcony. Now, a lot of people don't understand how the old-time theaters worked, but the balcony was a make-out headquarters, and so you tried to get a girl up if you could. We found a woman up there by herself, and I started talking to her. And I put the old Pippin charm on her, and I talked her into going with us to a haunted house, because it was Halloween, and I forgot the movie they were showing, but it was a Halloween movie. I think it might have been one of the Frankenstein movies, the Hammer film, as a matter of fact. But the point was that she decided to go with us. Now, Don Gard had his car. I got in the back seat with the girl, naturally, and Wilhite got up front. And we went down to this haunted house, and it had a strange reaction. First of all, it was a full moon, and if I remember correctly, while I was looking into her eyes and the reflection of the moon, her eyes almost leaked out at me. They were almost supernatural in the way. They sparkled like that. And it seemed to me that there was some sort of cross coming out of her eyes in the white image, you know. And the moonlight made her look very pale and very ghostly. And I was beginning to wonder, about it, because she was really looking forward to going into this haunted house. Now, let me tell you the plan. The plan was that I would take the girl up to the third floor of this house, and in the meanwhile, Don Guard and Jerry Wilhite would get out of the car, sneak in, and try to scare us, and I would protect her, and I would be, forever her knight in shining armor. Well, I know that's juvenile, but I was a juvenile. Anyway, what can I say, high school senior? We thought it was pretty clever. So we went up the stairs. It was creaky, and it was kind of spooky. And the light was shining through the windows from the moon, a very bright night. And her shadows were casting everywhere. It was really beginning to be very eerie. And she, I almost detected a change in her voice. And the deal was that I would open up the closet, and Don Guard and Jerry Wilhite would jump out of the closet, try to scare us, and I'd do a fake fight, knock them out, and we'd go downstairs. Well, we went up to the third floor. I had my arm around her. I went over to the closet. I reached in, and I swear I felt a hand. I jerked back. It didn't seem like it was Wilhite or Guard's. And I looked out the window, and Don Guard and Jerry Wilhite were just now getting out of the car. I could see them coming toward the house. Well, needless to say, the brave, swashbuckling Jerry Pippin was the first down the stairs and out of the building. The girl followed me, finally, but I lost all credibility at that point. And that's my Halloween story. And it happened a long time ago, but it's still relevant even today in my memories many, many years later. Happy Halloween this 2013. I'm Jerry Pippin.